Hello and welcome back to The Power of Now, a guide to spiritual enlightenment with Gilda and Barbara. Today we're doing a book study on A New Earth, Awakening to Your Life's Purpose, written by Eckhart Tolle, and we hope you have your copy so that you can follow along. Today we're on Chapter 1, Section 2, The Flowering of Human Consciousness, The Purpose of This Book. My name is Barbara Wainwright and I'm here with Gilda Simonet. Welcome, Gilda.
Thank you.
All right. Chapter 1, Section 2. Is humanity ready for a transformation of consciousness, an inner flowering so radical and profound that compared to it, the flowering of plants, no matter how beautiful, is only a pale reflection? Can human beings lose the density of their conditioned mind structures and become like crystals or precious stones, so to speak, transparent to the light of consciousness? Can they defy the gravitational pull of materialism and materiality and rise above identification with form that keeps the ego in place and condemns them to imprisonment within their own personality? Well, those are four heavy questions. My goodness. That's a great question. What do you think, Gilda? Do you think we're ready for that transformation?
Yes.
Super ready, right? More than ready. Yesterday would be good.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm not sure that the masses are ready. I know that there's a large percentage of people, though, that I know that either are already there or are ready to explore and grow and become that part of the transformation that's happening on the planet. You know, it's hard when you are talking to somebody who is so locked into the past and what happened, when they're not ready to be, you know, the present moment is so beautiful. It's so amazing. It's so enlightening. It's just delicious. And if you're talking to somebody who's so locked in the past and they can't bring themselves forward to the present moment, it's hard to continue to be around that. At the same time, you want to have compassion and be there for them and encourage them and nudge them to be present and come and be here now.
Exactly. The possibility of such a transformation has been the central message of the great wisdom teachings of humankind. The messengers, Buddha, Jesus, and others, not all of them known, were humanity's early flowers. They were precursors, rare and precious beings. A widespread flowering was not yet possible at that time, and their message became largely misunderstood and often greatly distorted. It certainly did not transform human behavior, except in a small minority of people.
Is humanity ready for more now than at the time of those early teachers? Why should this be so? What can you do, if anything, to bring about or accelerate this inner shift? What is it that characterizes the old egoic state of consciousness? And by what signs is the new emerging consciousness recognized? These and other essential questions will be addressed in this book. More important, this book itself is a transformational device that has come out of the arising new consciousness. The ideas and concepts presented here may be important, but they are secondary. They are no more than signposts pointing toward awakening. As you read, a shift takes place within you.
This book's main purpose is not to add new information or beliefs to your mind, or to try to convince you of anything, but to bring about a shift in consciousness that is to say, to awaken. In that sense, this book is not interesting. Interesting means you can keep your distance, play around with ideas and concepts in your mind, agree or disagree. This book is about you. It will change your state of consciousness, or it will be meaningless. It can only awaken those who are ready. Not everyone is ready yet, but many are. And with each person who awakens, the momentum in the collective consciousness grows, and it becomes easier for others. If you don't know what awakening means, read on. Only by awakening can you know the true meaning of that word. A glimpse is enough to initiate the awakening process, which is irreversible. For some, that glimpse will come while reading this book. For many others, who may not even have realized it, the process has already begun. This book will help them recognize it. For some, it may have begun through loss or suffering. For others, through coming into contact with a spiritual teacher or teaching, through reading The Power of Now, or some other spiritually alive and therefore transformational book, or any combination of the above. If the awakening process has begun in you, the reading of this book will accelerate and intensify it.
Well, that sounds like good news for anybody that's listening to these episodes. Changing your state of consciousness to become awakened or aware that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience can give you so much peace. Peace in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, in your spirit. It's a great way to live your life, which is being present. I'm talking about being present in every moment, bringing your light energy to everything that you do. When people come into your space, your auric field or your space, they will feel your light. They will feel your presence, and that will make them feel good, and it will help them awaken. And before you know it, everybody you know will also be on the inner journey of awakening. So I am glad that you're here. Thank you for joining us. An essential part of the awakening is the recognition of the unawakened you, the ego, as it thinks, speaks, and acts, as well as the recognition of the collectively conditioned mental processes that perpetuate the unawakened state. That is why this book shows the main aspects of the ego and how they operate in the individual, as well as in the collective. This is important for two related reasons. The first is that unless you know the basic mechanics behind the workings of the ego, you won't recognize it, and it will trick you into identifying with it again and again. This means it takes you over, an imposter, pretending to be you. The second reason is that the act of recognition itself is one of the ways in which awakening happens. When you recognize the unconsciousness in you, that which makes the recognition possible is the arising consciousness, is awakening. You cannot fight against the ego and win, just as you cannot fight against darkness. The light of consciousness is all that's necessary. You are that light. So I love that the purpose of this book is to help humanity awaken. And if you are ready, you will. By reading this book, you will awaken. And like he says here, it will change your state of consciousness, or if you're not ready, it will be completely meaningless to you.
That's so true. And you can't even hide that you've been awakened. Like, I've met people and they're like, yeah, I'm so awakened, this and that. But you can kind of tell that they're not. They just like the verbiage and like everything that comes with it. But you can tell. So it's like
he said, the egoic mind will trick you. It will trick you into identifying with it again and again. So it's tricky. It's not a steady path. Let's say it's not a point A to point B straight path. It's more like a windy road that you have to go down to get to the end result, which is an awakened state, because the egoic mind is tricky. And it says you won't recognize it. It will trick you again and again. So our job, if you want, is to stay as present in the moment as possible, to acknowledge and realize that we are all one. I think a lot of this is where ego comes in as judgment, because ego is constantly judging. And we can, if we stay present and aware and awakened, we can recognize ego by recognizing that we're judging somebody or something. So if we can stay awakened and stay present and be conscious and conscientious of our language and our thoughts and the energy that we're putting out there, I believe that we'll be on a good, solid path to awakening or enlightenment. And if you are stuck in ego identification, as he mentions here, maybe you're not ready for this book. Well, I like what he says here. The light of consciousness is all that is necessary. Bring that light into your inner being and let it expand and expand and expand until you're surrounded in this beautiful light of consciousness. And bring that with you wherever you go. What you'll notice is people react to you differently. They respond to you differently because you are bringing that consciousness, that light energy, wherever you go. Until next time, we will see you next week for section 3, our inherited dysfunction. All right, bye now.
Bye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast and you'd like to go deeper into a spiritual conversation, you can join our Facebook group, The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment with Gilda and Barbara. Or you can contribute by going to WainwrightGlobal.com/go/support.